Rebecca Schmidt is assistant professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences at UC Davis. The department is studying whether smoke and particles in the air, or even a mother's stress, may affect the health of mothers and babies in areas touched by recent fires. For Schmidt, the concern is personal.
I'm a mother, and I know that if I was pregnant at this moment, I would be kind of concerned about, you know, what affects that wildfire smoke, and especially this type of wildfire smoke when it's an urban fire burning, you know, houses and structures that have kind of different materials in it, and that kind of smoke might be a little, have more contaminants than a regular wildfire. And we really don't know what this means in terms of the health of a pregnancy and the baby born of that pregnancy. And so I did kind of just a quick literature search, just looking for other studies that have looked at this, and there really aren't very many. So there was one that was kind of a linkage study that kind of looked at birth records in conjunction with timing of a fire, but really nothing looking at individual women and looking at their exposures and during pregnancy and then looking at the baby and what they were exposed to, and then in terms of their health outcomes.
Okay, now I saw that there are very specific things you're going to be taking samples of and measuring. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is enroll as many moms as we can that were exposed to the wildfire during the pregnancy, and we're going to collect from mom blood and hair and breast milk, and then if possible, if we catch them before they deliver, we want to also get placenta and umbilical cord blood. And then we want saliva and blood samples also from their baby.
I asked Rebecca Schmidt what she might be particularly worried to find in her study.
You know, I guess, you know, if we find something that these children are at higher risk for various outcomes, I mean, we're not looking at a lot of different outcomes for this study, but really just things related to their birth and pregnancy. So if we find that they are at higher risk for things, that would be kind of the worst-case scenario.
What things do you mean? Higher risk for what sorts of things?
Things like if the babies tend to be low birth weight or are born prematurely, probably we wouldn't have enough to really look at things like congenital abnormalities and that kind of thing. But if we see any of those types of things, I guess that would be kind of the worst case scenario. But even then, I mean, it's good to know that they're at higher risk for these outcomes. And a lot of times we can kind of watch the pregnancy in the future fires to know kind of that they might be at risk and be able to kind of monitor the pregnancies more closely. What our goal is really just to, at this point, was to kind of learn more about what levels of contaminants they're exposed to and kind of the biologic responses in moms and how that might affect their child's health. But we don't know what we're going to find. And I guess that is, you know, the concern is we may find that there is no difference and that really there's nothing different about these moms versus other moms and their children that aren't exposed to these wildfires.